First up on the teleconference is Wisconsin running back Corey Clement. Clement has rushed 271 times this season for 1,140 yards and 13 touchdowns, ranking second in the Big Ten with an average of 103.6 rushing yards per game. Corey, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's matchup, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yes, Saturday is going to be a great matchup, a great opportunity for the Badgers to really showcase what we can do on a national level. So pretty excited to get after it this week in preparation. So just taking everything by storm and really being appreciative of the opportunity that we get.
Thanks, Corey. Now let's take some questions from the media.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your touchtone phone. And our first question comes from the line of Rich Scarsella with Reading Eagle.
Good afternoon, Corey. Corey, I was just wondering what went into your decision to come back for your senior season, and how close were you to entering the draft?
I wasn't close at all to entering the draft at all. I knew there was unfinished business to come back here and really finish out a good season with the senior class that I came in with. So I really made the decision to come back based on just talking to Coach Chris and Coach Settle, and they all gave me great pointers. And I really thought about the team first, put everything else to the side. Whatever it holds in the future is going to pan out for itself. So I came back for another opportunity to reinstate what the Badgers were, and including myself. And I felt as if 2015 wasn't a good season for me, so I didn't want to leave on a bad note.
And if I can follow up, Corey, what did you learn from Melvin Gordon your first two seasons? What did he impart on you?
What I learned from Melvin was just stay humble and just wait your turn, and be patient, and your time will come, whether it's on or off the field, to make any big impact. So if I can take one thing from Melvin, it was just staying patient and just staying true to the grind, because nothing comes easy, and really taking in what the coaches really give you. And as far as now working with Coach Settle, I work with Coach Hammock and Coach Brown, and those guys have taught me a lot. So I'm learning as the time goes on, and I'm really making sure I pick up every bit that I can.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Joe Giuliano with Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, Corey. You were at Glassboro High, and obviously that's close to Penn State country. Did you ever get recruited by Penn State? How hard did they recruit you, and where were they in your considerations when you chose a college?
Penn State wasn't really recruiting me hard at all, and Penn State's a great program to be a part of, and nothing bad to say about those guys. They have a great coaching staff. I knew a lot about them, but Wisconsin was coming after me hard, and that's what you have to take into consideration. So that's when I took my trip, and I really made out for the best offer. But like I said, Penn State's a great Ram program, and I have a former wideout who plays for Penn State, Juwan Johnson. I played on the same field as him back in high school, so this would be another great matchup, and I'm pretty sure we're just going to all have fun and really soak in the opportunity to play in the championship together.
If I can follow up, being from the Philadelphia area, I mean, Glassboro is a suburb. What did you hear about Penn State when you were growing up? Did a lot of your friends or family members follow them at all, or what was your childhood like as far as watching college football?
I actually have an uncle who graduated from Penn State, and he sent me a message this week. He said, nephew, you're going up against my alma mater, so it'd be another grand opportunity to try to keep the family name going, whether it's either at Penn State or here at Wisconsin. So it's another fun matchup, and like I said, I'm just waiting for another opportunity to showcase what we're really about.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Corey, hope you're doing well. You've probably heard the axiom, if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. But the two-quarterback system works pretty well for you guys. Why do you think?
I just think everybody, competes. And, those two quarterbacks are very, they just compete at all levels. Every time they come out to practice, they know the purpose, they know the role, and they know what they're coming up against, especially being a part of a rotational QB system. And when those guys get the opportunity to, you know, step on the field, they make the most of it. And now as the game goes on, you want that competitive edge from both your QBs, but they do it in such a way that they, you know, root each other on and just, you know, make sure everybody does the right thing and, you know, sticks to their assignments. And I'm happy to see those guys, you know, walking every day with a smile on their face because they're in a tough position. And it's hard to get in a groove when you keep rotating. And I can know that as far as being a running back here at Wisconsin, you got to learn to share the load. And those guys have done an excellent job of, you know, staying true and patient with Coach Chris and Coach Buttmeyer working with those guys.
Is it any different for you taking a handoff from a lefty or righty, catching passes from a lefty versus a righty?
I would say nothing really changes at all for me, except probably, you know, the height of how they hand off the ball, whether it's high or low. And, you know, from a receiving standpoint, one might throw harder than the other. They switch up from time to time. But like I said, that's what we do practice for. And, you know, everything, once the game comes, it all slows down. It becomes easier as to how to operate with those guys. So nothing is too far once one of those guys are in the game.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Our next question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with Associated Press.
Hi, Corey. I'm wondering what you notice when you watch Penn State's linebackers on film, specifically number 11 and 40, Bell and Cabinda, also two guys from not far from where you grew up in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, those guys are, you know, downhill, very vicious linebacker core. And like I said, you got to give credit when credit's due. Those guys held up their end, you know, as far as the season goes. And I'm pretty sure it'll be a good matchup. And anybody who's going up against those guys know that you have to try to get those guys on their toes because you got to try to mix it up. Or, I mean, if you come with the same style of play, it's going to be very hard to, you know, bust through those guys. But, you know, that's what the challenge is for. We're going to embrace it. And just got to believe in the guys up front that will get the job done.
And did you ever maybe play against either of those two guys at any level before?
No, I haven't. And, you know, New Jersey is so divided. And, you know, whether it's from the Philadelphia area and whether it's South Jersey versus North Jersey, I don't really get a chance to play against any of these other, you know, top athletes that I wish I could have in high school. But now we're on a collegiate level, so I'm pretty sure everything will be magnified even more, and this game is going to be, you know, make for it even better.
And we have time for one final question from the media.
And our final question comes from the line of Jeff Petrikos with the Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, Corey, I'm just curious. After the championship game a couple of years ago, Coach Anderson told you guys he was leaving, and then Coach Chris came in. What, in your opinion, has he done to stabilize things and get things back on track since he's been here?
Yeah, Coach Chris has done an outstanding job just being patient with the guys he has on his team. And I'm pretty sure once he got the job, he knew that he just wanted to put this team on a positive, you know, positive path, and just didn't look back ever since. And that's what you want in a head coach. And he's been with us ever since the bowl game after Coach Barry Alvarez coached us. And, you know, like I said, Coach Chris, me and him have grown very close. And he's a mastermind at this game. And it's kind of cool to actually sit back and have a coach who knows, you know, defenses and offenses in and out. A very creative mind, and I can't wait to see what else he can do, you know, with the teams, you know, after we leave. So it's definitely an honor to be coach under him, and he's definitely made this, you know, this stay and comeback worthwhile.
Thank you.
Corey, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
All right. See you guys there.
Thank you.